In the 1950s, the small town of Shelbyville, Tennessee, was declared the nickname Pencil City by the governor. Back then, it was home to a half dozen pencil manufacturers. The nickname has stuck, but for the most part, the industry has not. Today, the last business standing is Musgrave Pencil Company, which has found a way to adapt to changing times. WPLN contributor Steve Harouche has the story.
The Musgrave factory on West Lane Street smells like some combination of sawdust, graphite, wood glue, and paint. There are wood slats getting fitted with leads, freshly cut pencils tumbling out of shaping machines, and painted pencils piled high in hoppers and storage bins. This company started in 1916, when James Rayford Musgrave began cutting wood slats from the Tennessee red cedar that was abundant in Shelbyville at the time. He shipped those slats to Europe, where they were made into pencils. Why not just make the pencils himself? Well, he had that same thought. So he traveled to Europe and bartered some of his slats for pencil-making machines. By 1923, Musgrave was the first manufacturer of complete pencils in the South. A decade later, Empire Pencil Company relocated to Shelbyville from New York. And soon, a whole industry would spring up in the area.
It signaled the beginning of the term Pencil City. Big expansion at that time, okay? Another big company coming in.
That's Al Simmons, a Shelbyville native and president of the Bedford County Historical Society. Simmons says that for decades, the pencil industry was a reliable source of jobs.
A few years back, you still see a few notices in the paper today where people worked at Empire or Musgrave and retired after 45 years of experience. You know, it was a good place to work, good steady income, and they were loyal to each other.
But by the 1990s, cheaper imported pencils had entered the market and manufacturing had begun to move overseas. One by one, the pencil factories were sold off or shut down. Musgrave saw its share of hard times, including layoffs and across-the-board salary cuts. But they survived, until eventually, they were the only ones left. Part of surviving meant rethinking their entire business, including the raw materials.
We are in the wood department of Musgrave Pencil Company in Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Henry Hewlin is the founder's grandson, and was Musgrave's president for 25 years. The wood in question is no longer Tennessee red cedar. Decades ago, the cost got too high, thanks in part to demand from furniture makers, so Musgrave started sourcing their wood from a company in California. But in order to cut costs, that company moved their factories to Tianjin, China. Most of what they process for Musgrave is basswood, which grows in Asia, but not all.
Some of it originates in California and Washington State, and some in China.
So there's wood that gets harvested in the U.S., gets sent to China to be cut into slats.
And sent back to us. Wow.
I think the average person would think that's a little weird.
Yeah, yes, they would.
Thanks to competitive shipping rates, this arrangement is cost effective. But even with adjustments to their supply chain, Musgrave still can't compete with imported pencils on price. Up in his office on the second floor, Hewlin explains just how much cheaper Chinese-made pencils are.
Probably about 50%.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
But to achieve that low price, Chinese companies have to make a lot of pencils.
If you're a company and want a custom pencil and you want 100 gross, you're not going to be able to get 100 gross from China.
Musgrave has been able to find a sweet spot in the market, filling these kinds of smaller orders and supplying retailers who want a made-in-the-USA product. Their clients include school systems, Home Depot and Lowe's, and even the White House gift shop. Musgrave is now one of only four pencil manufacturers left in the United States, and the only one in Pencil City. But Hewlin remains optimistic.
Slowly and slowly, we're back to where we're fairly busy now. Knock on wood.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Steve Harouche.